You're listening to SBS News.
About 60 kilometres out of Melbourne is Sage's Cottage, an inclusive farm where 20-year-old Patrick Wheeler is among 75 people with disability who are being trained for the workforce. The program has helped him get a job at a golf club, which he'll start in a few weeks' time.
To be honest, I'm rapt that I got a job and also looking forward to the future. And at the same time, I'm going to miss working here, say just cottage, farm.
The program is run by Willara, a not-for-profit service for adults with disabilities. Here's the CEO of the organisation, Phil Hayes-Brown.
Our clients, the people that come to the farm here, are great workers, you know, and employers these days are interested in being more inclusive with their workforce, but they're a little nervous about how to do it.
Government research has found that there are more than 113,000 people with disability who are ready to work, but are currently unemployed or underemployed. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth has told SBS of the causes preventing many from gaining meaningful employment.
It's time to actually look at the barriers and determine, are there some artificial barriers in place that is stopping you taking on someone with a disability from a job opportunity, a career opportunity?
Last week at the Jobs and Skills Summit, the government reached a memorandum of understanding with the Business Council on working together to find a path forward on disability employment. And now the government is allocating funding for a pilot program to help small businesses to recruit, retain and progress job seekers with a disability in the tourism industry, which has recently been hit by staff shortages. But advocates like former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes say it's not only in recruitment. He says even when people with disability land a job, their struggles don't end there.
One of the problems which people with disabilities who do get jobs have faced is that when we get into jobs, that's it. We don't get offered training. We don't get offered promotion. We don't get offered the, what looks like the same sort of career opportunities as other employees.
Career progression of people with disability was a key point at the government's Jobs and Skills Summit last week. Here's Simon Darcy, an inclusive organisation researcher at the University of Technology, Sydney.
The idea of career development, the idea that people with disability have the same ambitions as everybody else, is a really important move. However, you've then got to back that up with the procedures and protocols in place, not just at the top, not just at the bottom, but across every business unit.
Professor Darcy adds that a lot of the conversation so far has been about people who are either independent or have low support needs.
There's a linear relationship between the level of support required and getting employment. So the higher the support, the lower the employment levels. So when we're looking at jobs, we've also got to look at those support mechanisms outside of the workplace that need to be there to give people with all levels of disability the support they need to show their abilities off.
And it's organisations like Sage's Cottage and Hotel Etico, which provides hospitality training and employment for young people with intellectual disability in the New South Wales Blue Mountains, that say their inclusive schemes have been rewarding. Here's Hotel Etico founder and executive director Andrea Comastri.
We've proven that with evidence that we make real deep social impact, and it's really like a win-win, and there's no question that it's something that needs to be supported and scaled nationally.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.